It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Frank Conniff as Buffalo Bill Cody and Kira Soltanovich as Annie Oakley.
As you remember in our last episode, that worthless wretch Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget made a time and space jump to Elger, Illinois in the year 1896. The two no-good ne'er-do-wells had hoodwinked legendary sharpshooter Annie Oakley into letting them polish her world-famous pistol, which they plan to steal and sell on eBay in the future.
Now, you two sure you've handled firearms before?
Oh, yeah, sure. Plenty of times.
Do you think you can polish this pistol as good as me?
Anything you can do, I can do better.
No, you can't?
Yes, I can.
I like your spunk, kid. All right, here you go. Shine this up while I head out for my second show.
Wow, they make you do two shows a day?
Yep. You know what they say, there's no business like show business.
I see. Do you ever get tired going out there shooting twice a day?
Oh, no, I'm just doing what comes naturally. I guess while you shine that pistol up, I'll use my rifle for this show.
It'll be right here, shinier than you've ever seen it when you get back, Miss Oakley.
Sounds good. See you soon.
Now, when she gets back, she'll want to see the pistol. I'll show it to her, all shined up, of course.
But then why is it on the back?
Well, that's when you will distract her, and I'll slip the gun into my pocket. Well, that's for you to figure out. I'm only the evil mastermind here. I can't possibly be expected to come up with everything.
As Dr. Steve and Fidget carry out their villainous plots, let's turn our attention to our hero, Dr. Floyd, and his young protege, Dr. Grant.
What are we gonna do, Dr. Floyd? Buffalo Bill Cody thinks we're part of his Wild West show and told us that we had to ride horses in tonight's performance.
Well, there's nothing we can do, Dr. Grant. We're going to have to ride horses in tonight's performance.
But what about Dr. Steve?
Well, keep your eyes peeled for him. He's around here somewhere.
Shh, here comes Buffalo Bill.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cody, sir. Now, just what was it you want us to do in the show?
You two are going to portray the robbers in the Deadwood Stagecoach robbery part of the show. After Annie Oakley does her trick shots, we'll send the stagecoach in for a lap or two around the ring. Then when I give the signal, you two will ride off, guns drawn, and stop the stagecoach in its tracks. Then you'll rob the folks on board.
Golly, we aren't really going to be robbing them, are we?
Don't be a darn fool. Of course not. There are actors just like you.
Right, sorry.
So, you were a scout for the U.S. Army, eh, Mr. Cody?
From 1868 to 1872, I was. Won a Congressional Medal of Honor, too. Wounded in action only once, and even then it was only a scalp wound.
Wow, I would love to be a scout.
Well, kid, I think you're a bit too young to be a scout.
Too young?
Of course. Who's ever heard of a Boy Scout? Sounds like Annie is just about finished with her set. You guys go saddle up.
Come on, Dr. Grant. Let's go get on our horses.
Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant mount their horses just as Annie Oakley finishes her remarkable display of marksmanship. As she walks out of the arena, Dr. Steve and Fidget are waiting for her.
Another excellent display, Miss Oakley.
Oh, thank you. Now, where's my pistol? I want to take a gander at the job you did polishing it.
Oh, it's right here, see?
My, that is some shine job. You boys really do good. Now, what is he saying?
Oh, he's asking if we could go for a ride on that stagecoach over there.
Why, sure you can. Hurry up, though. It's about to head out into the arena.
Annie Oakley ushers Dr. Steve and Fidget aboard the stagecoach just as it heads out into the main arena.
Excellent distraction, Fidget. She completely forgot to take the pistol from me. And now, when this little ride is over, we'll slip out of the stagecoach and back to the diamond spaceship.
Dr. Steve and Fidget are just moments away from succeeding with their plan to steal Annie Oakley's pistol. Meanwhile, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant are astride their horses at the entrance to the arena.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Put up your bandanas and get out there.
This is actually kind of fun, Dr. Floyd.
You would like it, Dr. Grant.
Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant race out into the arena, guns blazing, shooting only blanks, of course. They race alongside the stagecoach and make a pullover and begin robbing the occupants, who are none other than Dr. Steve and Fidget.
Well, 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 look what we have here.
Looks like a pesky no-good vermin in its sock-shaped assistant.
Oh, please, gentlemen, don't hurt us. We're just little Annie's orphans. We were just going for a ride here, nothing more.
Well, I reckon you won't get hurt as long as you hand over your money pronto.
Money?
This is a stick-up. Now hand over your loot.
Oh, all right. Here, take my money. And here's my checkbook and credit cards. Take anything you'd like. Just don't take legendary sharpshooter Annie Oakley's newly polished pistol I have hidden in my jacket pocket.
Ah, so you have legendary sharpshooter Annie Oakley's newly polished pistol. pistol in your jacket pocket, do you?
No, I don't. Who said that?
Hand it over, partner, or you'll be pushing up daisies.
Okay, all right. Here you go. Take it. Just please don't hurt us.
Now listen, I want you to get out of this coach and get out of town. We ever see the likes of you around these here parts again, we're gonna fill you full of lead. Now get.
Dr. Stephen Fidgert, hightail it out of the stagecoach and the arena to the delight of the 12,000 people in attendance.
Wow, you two are the best bandits we've ever had.
Gosh, thanks, Mr. Cody.
Yeah, you two are really something out there. Hey, I just realized those orphans got away with my newly polished pistol.
No, they didn't, Miss Oakley. We got it right here.
Annie, get your gun.
Thank you, fellas. I sure do appreciate it.
You two have yourselves a permanent job if you like.
Thank you, Mr. Cody, but we wouldn't be happy just doing the same job day after day. There's people out there who need our help, right, Dr. Grant?
Right, Kemosabe. With that, our heroes walk off into the sunset, heading back to their time and spaceship.
Who were those brave men, Bill?
I'm not sure, Annie, but that one little feller sure had a tiny head.
Our heroes race off into the time and space stream, hurtling towards more adventure. Where will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips wind up next? Will they ever put an end to Dr. Steve's wrongful ways? And will there ever be anyone who doesn't comment on Dr. Floyd's small head?
Good grief, I get no respect at all.
Find out the answers to these questions and more next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.